With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
PM Tampa Bay. I'm Ryan Gorman. With me this evening, Morgan Lash is back along with James Burlander on the board. So a mural was put together. It was painted in front of Tampa Police Department headquarters over the weekend. And the whole purpose behind this was supposed to be to show support for law enforcement here in the Tampa Bay area. But I guess the organizer who was putting this whole thing together was seeking approval to do the mural, never got the approval, and then just decided to go forward with it over the weekend. And they stopped traffic, like they put up cones so they could do it.
They're like, look, we're just gonna ask for forgiveness. We don't care about the permission.
That's basically what they did. The city didn't approve it, so they went with paint and orange cones and just did it anyway.
Oh my gosh.
And look, I don't have a problem with a back the blue mural in front of the Tampa Police Department, but if you're going to do it, make it look good. This looks like a couple of 10-year-olds put together a mural. I mean, it's not, the lines aren't smooth. The ribbon is off. It's a horrible mural.
You can't read it. You can't read it at all. You have no idea what it says unless you have the context behind it.
Right.
It doesn't look like a... It looks like it says B-O...
Yeah.
K-C-K? Bok?
Bok.
But that doesn't make any sense.
No.
If you're going to do something this bold that you know is actually going to upset a decent amount of people in the Tampa Bay area, you need to at least do it really well.
It's just... And I'm not saying this because of any other reason than just the look of it. It's like one of the worst murals I've seen. Like, there have been a ton of Black Lives Matter murals and all of that that have been put all over the place in different cities across the country. And they all, like, when you have the overhead shot or even at street level, you know what it is.
Yeah.
This one, you kind of sort of know because of the color scheme, and it's got that, you know, support law enforcement, that thin blue line color scheme to it, but it's just, it was done horribly. Like, did they have no artist with them?
Well, they had a chance to do something cool with it. I personally do not care. Put a mural of whatever saying you want on the street. This does not offend me. It does not bother me. And they could have made a lot of national headlines for doing something great, like having local artists like the Black Lives Matter in St. Pete did, or having local law enforcement helping to paint it or something. If you got the permission and you did it well, it could have been a really big move for this movement that they're trying to draw attention to, but they did it so bad it just makes them look kind of silly.
And the C and the K, they're like connected, and the K doesn't it doesn't look like a K.
And it's a mural about backing police, but you did it essentially illegally without the proper permits. Like, does no one see the irony there? That's crazy.
Again, if you want to do a back the blue mural in front of the Tampa Police Department, that actually, you know, makes sense. I mean, I wish we didn't have to have competing murals. I wish there could be one mural like, hey, Black Lives Matter, and we should support law enforcement. Like, a little combination of the two would be nice, something like that, but I guess that's not in the cards these days. But if you're going to do this, and especially if you're going to do it when you don't have the permit and you're going to block traffic with orange cones on your own, make it look good.
Wouldn't it be kind of funny if Tampa police officers walked out to arrest the people painting it for not having the proper permits and for obstructing traffic in the middle of the street?
Now that would have been a scene.
That would have been a good photo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.